Tony Leung is probably one of my, easily one of my favorite actors. I think there's something about the way that he is, and I think the way that he plays in this movie is so powerful.
My name is Shang-Chi.
From playing scared Asian guy number two to having the most awesome scene on a bus. Can we talk about that bus scene? I was thinking, move over Keanu and Sandra. We've got Simu and Awkwafina now in Speed for Asians.
That is so funny. Speed for Asians is definitely what I'm gonna use from now on to describe that action sequence. So thank you for that. It was actually one of the first sequences that we started working on all the way back in September, before even we landed in Sydney. So we knew that there was gonna be a massive bus sequence. Took actually 4 entire weeks to shoot, just because there's so many complex camera movements, so much complex choreography, and also the actual buses themselves were suspended in the air on gimbals that moved. So it almost felt like going to Disneyland every day. But try getting, choreography done while the bus is doing all this and shaking and moving. We must have literally fallen over and banged our shins, our knees, our elbows, and everything on every part of that bus, just because it's just moving around so much all the time. But really, really had a wonderful time shooting it.
Straight up, tell me, what was it like to work with Tony Leung?
Tony Leung is probably easily one of my favorite actors. I think there's something about the way that he is, and I think the way that he plays in this movie is so powerful that if you didn't know Tony Leung before this movie, you're going to become a Tony Leung fan. Another thing that's really special about him is just that he's a very warm, humble person, especially someone at his level. He's just really easy to kind of get along with. There are no airs there. So it was really a pleasure to work with him.
It was intimidating, to say the least, to step onto set with him. But what I found was he's just an incredible and dedicated actor who does a lot of deep research into every character that he plays. And that, combined with just a magical instinct that he has in the moment, I felt like I got a front row seat to the best performance in town.
I have to bring up Yuen Hua, who you
Oh my God, Yuen Hua. Oh my God. He's a legend too, dude.
I know, like, how you got two, right?
I was surrounded by legends. I was surrounded by legends. Yeah. I think, like, one thing about meeting him was, like, he's so funny. Like, he's a comedy actor. So he does the martial arts stuff, but he is a goofball in real life. I also remember that the way that he even did stunts, like, it was just like he brought all that power. Yeah, it was truly, I'm so glad you brought up Yuen Hua. He doesn't get brought up enough. I really love that guy.
How does it feel like to know that there'll be Asian kids all over the world looking right up the screen saying, hey, now there's a Marvel superhero that looks like me?
That just means the world. You know, I when I first got into the business, I want to say almost 10 years ago, the roles that were available to me, to people who looked like me, were very, very different. You know, I thought, well, maybe if I worked hard enough, I could be a stuntman professionally and get beaten up all day by, you know, the white characters. And literally, you know, that's how so many of us thought, because that was the ceiling for us. Like, that was the edge of our perception. That was all that we allowed ourselves to dream up to. And what I hope that this movie does is it opens the doors for Asian creatives, whether they're, you know, talent, whether they're actors, stuntmen, writers, directors, to see so much representation, not just in myself, the lead character, but in all of the amazing Asian characters, Ronnie included, Michelle Yeoh included, is going to be incredibly empowering. And we'll just, I hope, show kids what is possible. And what is possible is anything.
It's the more natural thing to do, is to create a character who reminds you of yourself or your friends or the people that represent your community. And that's what we wanted to do for this movie. It's cool because by doing that, we're also making a character that we haven't seen before. So it feels fresh just to make a character who is actually normal in real life. As an Asian American, it was very gratifying to be able to create these characters that all, in their own way, broke down some stereotypes.
We've come so far seeing this first Asian superhero in film. What do you think Stan Lee would say about Shang-Chi?
What I believe Stan Lee would be proud of most is that the expansion of the MCU is getting closer and closer to representing the vast array of diverse faces who are the fans.
I think and hope that Stan Lee would be really proud of Shang-Chi. Yeah.
It was so good to see you again, Awkwafina.
Yeah,
come
nice to see
to
you.
Singapore.
I want to. I'm trying to get there, girl. I'll hit you up.
Okay.
We make a good team.